Down Syndrome Queensland are the peak body for intellectual disability in Queensland. We drive change, support inclusion, and are on a quest for equality so that people with intellectual disabilities can take their rightful place as valuable members of the community. Down Syndrome Queensland also provides practical and emotional support, comfort, and opportunities to people with intellectual disability, their families, and support networks, particularly in regional areas. DSQ supports an inclusive environment for people with an intellectual disability, which allows them to live their best lives. We believe it is important to respect the rights of parents to choose the development path that is best for their loved one. DSQ is here to support them along the way. To find out more about how you can help, to volunteer or to support the work of Down Syndrome Queensland, go to downsyndrome.org.au/QLD.
We acknowledge the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of the land we are on today. We acknowledge and pay respect to all elders past, present and emerging.
The Now and the Future podcast is an exciting way of sharing members' stories of opportunities, challenges, and provide support and expert advice for Down Syndrome community.
Down Syndrome Queensland's vision is to support, advocate for, empower people with Down Syndrome to take their rightful places as valuable and contributing members of their community, both now and into the future.
Hi everyone, it's Michael from Down Syndrome Queensland here. I'm the Community Engagement and Fundraising Manager for Down Syndrome Queensland. Today's podcast marks World Down Syndrome Day, the 21st of March. For the benefit of our newer listeners, when a person is born with three of the 21st chromosome, they're born with what is referred to as trisomy 21, or Down syndrome, named after Dr. John Langdon Down in 1866. So since 2012, each year on the 21st day of the third month, we celebrate World Down Syndrome Day. In today's episode of the Now and the Future podcast, I check in with Ruth Farragher, a young lady with Down syndrome living her best life, and Daryl Steff, CEO of Down Syndrome Australia, but most of all, a dad of a young lady with Down syndrome. In this conversation, we chat about their thoughts on World Down Syndrome Day, what they've been up to, and we discuss the World Down Syndrome Congress coming up in Brisbane from the 9th to the 12th of July. So without further ado, let's catch up with Ruth and Daryl.
World Down Syndrome Day for me is an opportunity to celebrate people with Down syndrome, celebrate what they can achieve, what can be done in society by people with Down syndrome these days. I think it also gives an opportunity to influence people and to change some of those perceptions. So, you know, people celebrate World Down Syndrome Day by doing small things with their family or by being part of a bigger event that might be organised. And I think that's the other opportunity, is to influence that broader community perception of people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I know, so personally, this World Down Syndrome Day, as part of Down Syndrome Australia's celebrations, we're going to be in Parliament House in Canberra running a breakfast for ministers and departmental staff, and again trying to raise that awareness there.
So I guess from that, if we look once again with Dad's hat on, and as I'm a father, as you know, a young man with Down syndrome as well. So I'd like to hear a point your thoughts on how, you know, intellectual disability, so it can be a challenging ride throughout life. If you reflect back to when you first found out to where you are today, how would you describe that journey?
It's a good question, and I'm glad you gave me these questions in advance so I had had a chance to think about some of them. I think for me, like, so in our family, Bella, who's my daughter with Down syndrome, who's 13, she's our third child. And in many ways, the journey's been no different to the same as their other two children. You know, there's no manual to be a parent. You don't get told how it all works, what you need to do, what the right or wrong answers are. I guess some of the challenges we've seen with Bella have been different. they've not all been harder than the challenges we've seen with our older children as well. So I think the journey from that perspective is, you know, is very similar in that what you try and do is do the best for your child, give them the supports they need to achieve, you know, the best they can in life. I guess one of the key differences is that, unfortunately, all too often when you have a child with Down syndrome or any disability, the other thing you get told is the shopping list of everything else that that you're going to have as a challenge. And it all gets presented as, you know, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. And you don't get that with your other kids. Mm. They don't, you know, you don't know what's coming, but you don't get told it could be any of these things.
Yeah.
So I guess our reflection and our approach has been, let's just focus on the here and now, what we can do to support Bella to achieve everything she can. And if those challenges come up, then you deal with them in the same way as you do if any challenge comes up with any other child.
So to go, I'm going to go a bit off script.
Yeah, you go for it.
So this is something which I've been reflecting on with my wife recently, is that it's not only in a family, it's not only Bella, there's the siblings as well.
Yeah.
And you know, how did you find that with the siblings dealing with a child or having to live with a child with a disability in their family?
Yeah.
One of the family loved as much as everyone, but that child does require more needs.
Yep, absolutely. And I think my reflection on that is that it's a mixed journey. So I think when Bella was younger, it was to some extent a lot easier in that frame. And I think my older boys have learned a lot about tolerance and disability and a lot of valuable life lessons. Bella's now a teenager, right? So I've got a 13-year-old girl in the house and she doesn't want to know her older brothers at the moment.
Yeah.
And so that does cause some tension.
Yeah.
But equally, how many 13-year-old girls with that Down syndrome don't want to know their 17 and 18-year-old brothers? So, there's some current challenges, but are they completely disability related? No, I don't think so by any means. So, there is always that kind of thing at the back of your mind as to the, you know, spreading yourself around to try and, you know, be fair and not give that extra attention or not neglect the other siblings. And that is a challenge. And it's one that, you know, I think our elder boys have handled really well in terms of how they've seen it and how they've approached it.
So in regard to, I guess, we talk about that, but more throughout life. So you say Bella's 13. So you must have seen a lot of changes in attitude in society in those years. How would you reflect on the changing mood?
Yeah, look, I think, yes, there's been change, but it's still nowhere near where it needs to be. I think, you know, I'm really lucky in that personally, I've never experienced some of the things that I've heard other families have with, you know, people approaching them in the street and talking about, well, why would you have a child with Down syndrome and all those sorts of things. Like, we've been really lucky from that perspective. I think community attitudes towards people with Down syndrome are changing. I think, you know, there's been a lot of really positive steps, including things like just seeing more of them in advertising. You know, Target, BW, all those companies are doing a really good job at bringing people, not just with Down syndrome, but with disabilities into their advertising to reflect the broader community. I think there are a niche group of employers who are becoming much more accepting to employ people with Down syndrome in a mainstream job, which is great to see, but there's still a huge way to go. Hey, like, I think, you know, there is still that significant barrier in the community perception of a person with a disability, to be honest, but with Down syndrome as well, that is probably the biggest barrier to you know, employment, education, everything that goes towards that full inclusion.
So what message, I guess, for new parents out there or parents with young children, we've been along the road. What would you give? Is there a bit of advice you'd give for potential expectant parents and for new parents?
I think, you know, like I touched on before, that there is no handbook to being a parent, full stop, whether that's a parent of a child with a disability or not. And I think the difference is that shopping list of challenges that you often get given. My advice would be, don't ignore it completely, but focus on who your child is and support them in any way you can to achieve the best they can in life. And focus on that, not the what ifs, because you don't know the what ifs for many of your other children or anything else in life to that degree. So don't focus on that. And then probably the other thing is, there is an awesome Down syndrome community. So there's a lot of people out there who have been on the journey before you, who have learned things, you know, the hard way sometimes. Lean on that community, reach out to that community, find out how that community works best to support you.
Yeah. And that's just, obviously, Queensland is quite strong, is where we are at the moment, but that's national.
Absolutely, nationally and internationally as well, particularly, you know, these days with Facebook groups and things like that, there's a lot of different ways you can get the supports you need. And there's you know, the state and territory Down syndrome associations, there's online peer support, there's just connecting with someone at an event, and then that becomes your kind of key support going forward. And it's knowing what all those options are and then leaning on the right one at the right time and what works for you.
So again, going script a little bit here, go back to, how did you first come across Down syndrome points? Or what was that first interaction that you had?
Yeah, so for us, so Bella was born in Victoria. Yep. We were down there until she was 12 months old, and we connected with Down syndrome of Victoria through the buddy walk at the time, that's now Step Up. And that was when Bella was really young, and it was just to kind of feel the ground, see how it all worked. Then we moved up here to Queensland, and I'll be honest, when Bella was really young, we came to a few of the events, but we were focusing on Bella, and we didn't feel the need for a huge amount of additional support. But then we started attending a few things like the education conference when Bella was getting towards school age, to start planning for some of those things. And then for my sins, I put my hand up to help out on the board of Down syndrome Queensland, and the rest is history. Yeah.
There's a great, lots of opportunities, right, to make connections. And one of the big opportunities is coming this July, the 9th to the 12th, which is the World Down Syndrome Conference. Now, a lot of people who are listening may not have heard of that.
Yeah.
So maybe you can tell us a bit about what that actually is.
Yeah, sure. So it is exciting that the World Down Syndrome Congress is coming to Brisbane this July. It's the first time it's been in this country since the year 2000. So it is kind of once in a, I guess, maybe not quite once in a lifetime, but once in a generation, maybe, opportunity. It's an event that's run every 3 years, and it's for people with Down syndrome, families, professionals, to come together and to share information and experiences as well. It's 3 days of an informative program, but with some fun as well. So there's, you know, there's performances, there's social events and things as well. So it's as much about the formal learning as the kind of informal connections and learning that way as well. So it's a great opportunity to meet new people. We hope to get close to 1,000 people or more than 1,000 people here, both from Australia and across the world.
And where's it being held at?
It's being held at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre in South Bank.
Yeah. And so for someone who looks at that, and I guess that's a lot of people, oh, big congress, what's that? Is that for me?
Yep.
Is it for everyone? Or?
I think so. The way we're trying to structure the program is to make it for everybody. So the whole congress is structured around, it's not just, you know, this one talk happening at this time on a certain day. There's a mixture of keynote speeches, there's a mixture of presentations, interactive sessions, performances, like I said, as well. And it's been done through five different streams as well, which allow different focuses to happen at the same time. So we've got focus on things like health and therapeutic advances, education and employment, advocacy and social inclusion, family life and personal development. And through each of those streams, there'll be different sessions running, a mixture of kind of professionals talking, but also people with Down syndrome and their families sharing experiences and things that have worked for them. So, yeah, we would hope that anybody could come and find bits of the Congress that worked for them.
Okay, so that includes, ideally it's a great, networking opportunity, right?
Absolutely.
Community. And there's a lot of international interest?
Yeah, there is. So, look, we don't know the numbers or anything, obviously, but we've got speakers coming out from the United States, from Ireland, from England, from New Zealand as well. So there's speakers from across the world. Generally speaking, when it's been run in the past, and bearing in mind this is the first one in-person event for 6 years because of all the fun we had with COVID, there's been a really big mix of international and local participation.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping for again this time.
Fantastic. So if you said it goes for 3 days, can you come for one day or can you pick, or how does that ticketing work?
Yeah, absolutely. There is the ability to come for one day. We would encourage people to try and come for all 3 days because I think, you'll get the most out of the Congress that way. But if people aren't able to, then absolutely you can get a ticket just for the one day that's got the best program for you, if that's what you want
to do. And go through the day, and you said there's activities at night as well?
Yeah, most evenings there's an activity. There's some welcome receptions. There's we're going to do a couple of movie screenings and things like that, and then it finishes on the Friday with a gala dinner at the convention centre as well.
Fantastic. So for we've spoken a lot about it, but obviously they're listening. There's a website or somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Hop on the website. So it's just World Down Syndrome Congress WDSC2024.org.au.
Okay.
And that'll take you there. And there's a Facebook page and Instagram as well. So search up for them and follow them.
And stay in touch. Book our tickets as well.
Yeah, the ticketing's through the website there, so you can do registrations there. You can even book your accommodation through there as well if you're travelling from interstate or from elsewhere in Queensland. So there's the option to do everything there. And as we get closer to Congress, we'll put a whole lot more information on there about tours and other things you can do while you're in Brisbane. Because we really want to make it, for people who've got to travel to this event, don't just come for the Congress. Make it a holiday. Do some other things in Queensland while you're here.
Well, that's right. There's so much to do, isn't it?
It's absolutely
fantastic. Well, we're a bit biased, of course, but
if you're coming from one of the southern states, then where else to be in July than Brisbane? Oh, hey, rather than now.
So if there was anyone, people out there who's listening to this, thinking, will I or won't I? What advice would you give to them? What tips?
Think about that fear of missing out. What if you miss that? Yeah, a bit of FOMO. What if you miss the opportunity to be at, like I said, what is, probably once in a lifetime or once in a generation at least type opportunity to go to an event like this in Australia.
Okay. And three words to describe the Congress?
Three words, fun, informative, and hopefully life-changing.
Yep. Fantastic. Now, what are you looking forward to the most? What's going to be one of your highlights?
I'm really excited just to meet everybody who's going to be at Congress. All the way from the speakers that we've been talking to for the past 2 years in many cases that we want to get here, to all the people that are going to come from across Australia and across the world to attend the Congress.
Because it'd be very much, I guess you don't know what you don't know until you go to something like
totally,
that.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that the network you'll meet out of that will be a life change.
Stick with you for a lifetime. That's right. And I think that's one thing that we're really conscious of is, within Australia, it's not been here for 20 years. There are a lot of people who probably, as you touched on at the beginning, don't know much about it.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to try and get the word out about, to say, hey, it is something worth coming to. It's worth making that investment, coming to Brisbane and making the most of the opportunity.
And are there many people that follow it around the world?
Yeah, I would say, this is the first one for me as well. So I've never been to one before either, but there is definitely this kind of hardcore group of people who will be, who will do everything they can to get to every single World Congress. So that there will be, you know, within Australia, I'm guessing there'd be 100, 150 people who have been to one before and know about it.
Because that's what I was thinking. If you could build your network at this, and then you have your reunion in another part of the world.
Every 3 years, absolutely.
Something really special.
Yeah. Gives you opportunities for more holidays as well.
Exactly right. Who needs a reason for that? So tell us again, what's that website?
So it's wdsc2024.org.au.
And tickets, where do we get those from?
Off the website.
Fantastic. Thanks, Darryl. Appreciate you coming in, having a chat to us for World Down Syndrome Day.
No worries.
Happy and excited to. About the Congress. Look out for that. That's on the website, Facebook, and there'll be lots more coming out about it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Fantastic. Thanks, Darryl.
Cheers.
So what have you been up to? Tell me what you've been up to.
Not much.
Not much, yeah. And have you been keeping busy? What's going on?
I just went on my holiday.
Where'd you go?
I went to Santo Vanuatu.
Kidding me, I'm going there later on in the year.
It was the last week.
Yeah, what would you do there?
We just spent a day there and just have like food and stuff.
What do you eat? What's the food like there?
It's really good. Well, there's markets,
yeah.
There's fruit markets.
Yeah. Do you like your fruit, do you?
Yes.
What's your favourite? Don't say mango.
I like everything.
What are the pineapples?
Yeah, and those pineapples.
That's my favourite pineapple.
Yeah.
And so did you stay in a hotel over there?
No, I was on a cruise.
Are you kidding me? Do you know the name of the boat?
It's called Carnival.
Carnival Luminosa?
Yes.
Yeah, we went on that earlier this year. It was good, eh?
Yeah.
We're doing this podcast for World Down Syndrome Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're quite big in the Down Syndrome space. What does World Down Syndrome Day mean to you?
World Down Syndrome Day is to celebrate for all people with Down Syndrome.
Yeah, yeah. And you got lots of friends?
Yeah, they always celebrate for me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you've been on the, what is it, the QDA?
Is it QDSAN?
QDSAN. What does that do? What's the Down Syndrome Advisory Network?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
We're organizing like events and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Like challenge weekends, the things that I don't do.
Oh, okay. But you organize them. That's a part of doing it.
Well, yeah.
That's a big part of it. And you've also done some study, is that right? So you got a stint in education and childcare.
Yes.
Is that right? And you received the Youth Citizen of the Year Award working with young people with Down Syndrome. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was in Canberra, Northern Territory. So what are your goals and future aspirations?
I actually want to work in childcare.
Yeah.
I'm really good at doing changing nappies.
Yeah.
I'm playing with children and I'm cleaning tables and floors.
You used to come and help with the playgroup, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're good with kids?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you like the most about working in childcare?
I'm playing with them.
Playing with the kids? Yeah, yeah. It's always fun, right?
It's always fun.
And you get you engage, you get on well with kids, obviously.
Yes.
You like little kids?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and that sounds like an exciting way. So you've got your certificate there, so you've got to start heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
And you're just going to, that's your hope for the future, yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff. So what do you do? What are your hobbies? What do you do when you're at home?
I actually I sometimes practice my flute.
Yeah.
Like I've been playing Austin Powers.
Yep.
'Cause I know it like off by heart.
Yeah. And have you been playing the flute for a long time?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and yeah, it's your favourite instrument.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I'm starting to. I'm too sick of it because I never practice.
That's right. A lot of us don't practice things.
Yeah.
What sort of things do you like doing? So if you, everyone has to spend a little bit of time chilling out, what do you do to chill out?
I want to chill out just on the weekends. I just want to, like, probably Friday night go clubbing with friends.
Yeah, clubbing, yeah.
Stay up late.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then, like, sleep in on a weekend.
Yeah, but it's hard when you stay up late, isn't it, getting up the next morning? Maybe I'm old, but do you find that hard?
I don't find that hard.
Okay. And so where do you go clubbing?
Well, I go to the beach at Fortitude Valley.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm looking for a girlfriend.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. And what sort of music do you like listening to? What sort of music do you play at the beach?
Techno.
Do you like techno?
Yeah.
Yeah? And do you listen to a lot of it? Do you listen to it at
home? I listen a lot of it with my brothers.
Yeah.
Because my brother Paul, he's like a DJ.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a DJ.
Does he play the beat?
Yes, he plays techno.
Is that right?
With his turntables.
Yeah? And are you a bit of a DJ yourself?
No, but I like listening to the beats.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what's your brother? Does he have a DJ name?
He doesn't have a DJ name.
So you like doing a bit of public speaking?
Yes.
Well, yeah. And you've spoken at some conferences, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Which ones?
I did a congress in Italy, which is in Rome,
yeah.
Greece, Bali, and Singapore, and South Africa.
And you spoke at those?
And I spoke at those.
What did you talk about?
It's always education about schools.
About school?
Yeah.
And what sort of stuff do you talk about with education?
Was the education with mathematics was really bad experience. So I'm trying to get a support teacher to help me.
Support teacher, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just about having the right supports around you. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And have you met some notable people on your travels? Who have you met any famous people?
Famous people?
Yeah.
Well, not really, but I know my best friend Kian, because she's a singer.
Do you have any role models or people you look up to?
Probably like everyone like around me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And do they inspire you to be better and do good things?
Well, they never like helped me out like as a friend.
What about the World Down Syndrome Congress that's coming? You've been to a few congresses before?
Yes.
Which ones have you been to?
I've been a lot of places.
Yeah, sounds like you've been travelling all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you going to be speaking at this conference coming up?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to be talking about?
Maybe education, but I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah. Okay. And do you know, so are you not preparing anything yet, or you'll?
I might have to prepare because I might be doing some updates with Rachel.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty brave though. A lot of people would struggle to talk at a conference like that. So you must be pretty.
Yeah, because I actually help people. So.
And what's your thing when you're about to go and talk at a conference? What do you do to calm the nerves? Do you get nervous?
No, I never get nervous.
Oh, okay. Why is that? Do you do any breathing or anything like that?
Well, I just like take some water first.
Yeah.
And then because I'm just always brave because I just help people how to do it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be okay. You can do it. You don't need to be nervous. Just be confident.
Yeah. And so that's you, because I get a bit nervous about
people. Because that's my advice.
Be confident.
Yes.
And be brave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so what does do you have any goal? What do you want to be in life? What are your goals and aspirations?
Spending time with friends.
Spending time with friends. That's always fun.
Yeah.
And going to the beach with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What does your best life look like?
My life.
Your best life. If you could be living your best life, where would you be?
My best life is actually because I still live with my friends.
You live with your friends, yeah?
Yeah. With my family.
Oh, you got a flatmate?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's your flat? Oh, well, how long have you been living with your flat? Just the two of you?
Yeah, just two of me.
Yeah, in an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you like living like that? Is it good?
Yeah.
Independent living?
Yeah. I like to be independent. I like to afford to get groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to cook?
Yes.
What do you like
cooking? I haven't been cooking much, so because I have to cook.
Yeah. So what's your favourite dish to cook? What do you love cooking?
I like bacon and eggs. Yeah.
That's your favourite breakfast?
Yeah.
Or could you eat it all day long?
Or like hash browns, mushrooms.
Yeah. What do you like?
Stir fries.
Stir fries, yeah?
Yeah.
Like Asian.
Yeah, like Asian foods.
Yeah, I like Asian as well. Yeah. Do you have any favourites?
I don't have any favourites. Yeah. I just like everything.
Yeah. Do you like noodles?
Yes.
Do you like Singapore noodles?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Do you like chilies and hot food?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Sometimes spicy, but I drink milk when it's too spicy. Oh, so
do you like Indian food?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone likes that. Do you have a favourite Indian dish?
I like butter chicken.
It's always a winner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you live a pretty independent life. You sound like you lead a pretty good life, right?
Yeah.
So what advice would you have? You gave some good advice about people before public speaking. What advice?
If people want to move out, they have to live with their parents first.
Yeah.
Because also help your parents cook.
Yes, yeah.
And then also be independent.
Yes.
And do everything for your parents first. Yeah. And then also you can move out.
So you've got to show that you can be independent.
Yes, so you have to so parents needs to show them how to move out.
Yeah, so and then the parents have to trust that you can look after yourself.
Yeah.
When you move out.
Yeah.
How long have you been living alone for, living independently for?
Good question. I actually don't know.
Okay. Must be fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to
probably 4 years, I think.
4 years, yeah. Could be flatmate.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Anything else? Is there anything else exciting happening, Ruth?
Congress.
Tell me about the Congress. Tell me about why should someone go to the Congress?
Because my friend of mine lives in New Zealand, Alex Sneddon. He's 34 years old. He really misses me a lot, so that's why he's really excited to see me.
And did you meet him at a Congress?
I actually went to Auckland when I was there.
At the Congress?
Not at the Congress, but he just wants to see me.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'd be cool, right? Catch up with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And any other things about the Congress that you're looking forward to?
Public speaking.
Looking forward to doing your talk at Congress. I'm looking forward to hearing it, actually. Good. I heard you're very good.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're confident, you're brave.
Yeah.
And just get out there and do it, right?
Yeah, just get out there and do it.
Good stuff. Thanks for coming in and having a chat to us, Ruth. It's always good catching up.
That's right.
At the Now in the Future podcast, we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions as a way of continuing to provide essential information for the community. If you have a question or would like any more information on any of our episodes or have any ideas for future episodes, simply send us an email to engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au. That's engagement@downsyndromeqld.org.au. And we'll do our best to provide you with the information you require in one of our upcoming episodes. The Now in the Future podcast aims to support, advocate for and empower people with Down syndrome both now and into the future.
You have been listening to the Now and the Future podcast. For more information about this episode and many other topics relate to Down syndrome,
please visit the Down Syndrome Queensland website at downsyndrome.org.au/QRD.
Down Syndrome Queensland, supporting people with Down Syndrome now and into the future.